I remember when Stephanie was born, and when you saw her, you know, everybody said, oh, you know, you always say, oh, what a beautiful baby. There was a difference with Stephanie. I mean, she was gorgeous. You just said, she really is a beautiful baby. And you meant it. With those big eyes and that skin, and she just stole your heart right from the beginning. And she was so precocious, so wonderful, that from that day, Stephanie had me wrapped around her little finger. We had so many wonderful family times. I remember when she was a very small baby, you know, just very young. We would have, you know, we always had Christmases together in our family. I remember her Uncle Vinny buying her, was it Uncle Vinny?
Yep.
Bought her the doll that looked just like her. It was a custom doll. I only hope, I probably don't still have it, but it was...
You still have it.
You do? And she had a matching outfit to the doll. And it was just, it was really a cool gift that he ended up giving to Stephanie. I remember back then, you know, the kids were toddlers, and I would, you know, I would get on hands and knees, and they would ride on my back, Stephanie and Eric, you know, like I was, you know, a horsey, and they were riding on me. And we would have so much fun. Then as, you know, I also remember the Christmases, we would have presents piled up to here in front of the tree. I mean, you couldn't even see the tree. And we would buy, and I would buy Bratz dolls for Stephanie, and she loved these Bratz dolls. This was like something from the 90s, and these dolls with all these big, beautiful eyes, and Stephanie had a collection going on for days. And you could tell the difference in the gifts. Uncle Vinny would have these loosely wrapped gifts with the ribbon just hanging everywhere, and we just looked and said, oh, that came from Uncle Vinny. And mine would be pristinely wrapped with the ribbon so tight that you had to cut it open. You just couldn't even just rip it open. And we would always say, oh, we know who that came from. And then, you know, and there were the times Steve just reminded me of one. Uncle Steve, it was Stephanie's communion. And we had gotten this cake, and they had misspelled all the words. And so her Uncle Vinny said, oh, it's your first Holly communion. Because they spelled it wrong, and we were just cracking up. But Steve mentioned it, we were dying. And also as they got older, you know, we had the Christmases like at my mother's house. And then it was, okay, we would get together, and we're Hispanic, and the piña coladas would flow, and Vinny would be saying jokes to my mother, and we would be laughing until the tears were coming from our eyes. And all of us with each of our own Santa hats with our names in it. And eventually, you know, my family, we love to dance. And when we got together, we would dance. So we would all get together, and you know, at Christmas, and then Vinny would get up and he would start doing the mashed potato. And my sister and I would eventually be pulling out our old 1970s hustle moves. And then Stephanie would get up and you know, she'd show us the modern version of how the dances are done. And she was so smooth, and it just was right in our family, all the dancing. You know, I really love my niece, and I know right before she got married, I didn't, you know, she had a engagement party, and I didn't get to go, And the reason was I was a little worried about my appearance, because I had gained all this weight, and I was worried about that. And now I'm thinking about, you know, how we all have the struggle within us. And it's the voices talking to us from different sides. And I kind of call it that there's this one voice, the guy on the left shoulder, the devil on the left. And he might be bringing in things like thoughts of shame or depression or guilt, jealousy, anxiety, or anger. But then we have the angel on the right. And I want to listen to the angel on the right, who tells us about patience and love and understanding and forgiveness and generosity. And now I have a new angel on the right. And her name is Stephanie. And she's now gonna help us through the wisdom of God, through the light of the Lord. And she'll be our guardian angel to help us get through this life. And when I want to try to live a better life in her honor, and I think that could be the best thing I could ever do, to honor her memory. And whenever anything good happens to me, and she helps me get through this life, I'm going to say, thank you, Lord. And thank you, Stephanie, for helping me. And I love you and honor you all the days of my life. Like I said, we're Hispanic. So words of my dear mother, her grandmother, I just want to say, Dios te bendiga. God bless you, Stephanie. Love you always.